Yeah, continuing. So after the Lakshmi Dada's quoting, like the next part is about the differentiation between Paroksha Jnanam and Aparoksha Jnanam. Vidyarana, in the first chapter itself, he clarifies and clearly differentiates between the both. So once we know Paroksha Jnanam and Aparoksha Jnanam, then we can convert Paroksha Jnanam to Aparoksha Jnanam. So Aham Brahmasmi Piti Aparoksha Jnanam Eva Mokshaha Ananda Rupatvat Dukkha Nisprahatvatcha. Nisprahatvat, there can be a cha as well added. So Aham Brahmasmi Iti Aparoksha Jnanam Eva Mokshaha. So Moksham is the Aparoksha Jnanam, or intuitive experience, direct experience, Aparoksha Jnanam, that I am Brahman. So Aham Brahmasmi, the Aparoksha Jnanam, that I am Brahman, experiential knowledge, that is Moksha. That is Moksha because that is of the nature of Anandam, Ananda Rupatva, because it is of the nature of Anandam. That means when Aparoksha Jnanam, that I am Brahman, arises, then Anandam is the result of the same. And there has to be like the goal can be split into two parts. One is removal of sorrow or negation of sorrow, and then attainment of bliss. So Ananda Rupam as well as Dukkha Nisprahatvat means Dukkham, Dukkha Nispraham. Spraham means touching or tainting, and Nispraham means not touching. So Dukkha Nisprahatvat, because it is not tainted by sorrow. So that means Aparoksha Jnanam alone is Moksham, because it is of the nature of Anandam as well as it is untainted by sorrow. That means there is no scope for sorrow. This is following Vidyaranya. Vidyaranya in the later chapters of Panchadashi, he speaks about, while explaining the story of 10 fools, he says that he splits the path. He gives the step from Ajnanam to Moksham as 7. So Vidyaranyaihi Sprashti Karoti Paroksha Jnanam Aparoksha Jnanam Dukkha Nivritti Sukha Prapti Iti Chattvari Moksha Panta. Vidyaranyaihi Sprashti Karoti. Vidyaranya clarifies that Chattvari Moksha Panta, 4 is the path of Moksha. That means like the path of Moksha has 4 steps: Paroksha Jnanam, Aparoksha Jnanam, Dukkha Nivritti and Sukha Prapti. So Paroksha Jnanam, Aparoksha Jnanam, Dukkha Nivritti, removal of sorrow and Sukha Prapti. So the first 3 steps that Vidyaranya says is Avidya or Ajnanam, then Avaranam, Vikshepam. These are the 3 states of ignorance. And then Paroksha Jnanam, Aparoksha Jnanam, Dukkha Nivritti and Sukha Prapti. So taking his own example of the 10 fools, Ajnanam, ignorance that the 10th person hasn't died, that causes Avaranam, that veils the 10th person, that veils the reality that the 10th person is there. And since it veils the reality, then superimposition happens. What happens is Vikshepam happens. Vikshepam in the form that the 10th person has died. So like ignorance of the 10th person causes veiling of the reality that the 10th person was there, which in turn makes them feel that the 10th person is dead. And when a passerby says you are that, that is Paroksha Jnanam, and then still not gaining confidence, the person himself counts, the 10th person himself counts and finds that 10th is there, I am the 10th. So that is Aparoksha Jnanam. And once Paroksha Jnanam and Aparoksha Jnanam happens, then the sorrow that the 10th person died goes, thereby happiness ensues that the 10th person is still alive. So that is what Vidyaranya says. But Dukkha Nivritti and Sukha Prapti are parts, or can be considered as sub-components of aparoksha jnanam itself. So here tata api. So here that is why the Advaitin takes only the last four, but he still ends up with aparoksha jnanam, because when aparoksha jnanam happens, automatically dukkha nivritti and sukha prapti happens. That doesn't have any condition, whereas paroksha jnanam has a condition. Like before aparoksha jnanam, you need to get paroksha jnanam, so there is conditioning there. After paroksha jnanam as well, aparoksham, it has to become aparoksham through one sadhana. Tatapi mokshaha, tatapi, but still or thereby, mokshaha tu, moksha is aham brahmasmiti jnanam eva, is the knowledge that I am Brahman. So then, like, then the work goes on to differentiate between paroksha jnanam and aparoksha jnanam. Paroksha jnanam tu guru mukat jnana praptihi. Paroksha jnanam is attainment of knowledge from the guru, from the verb mouth of the guru. Tat tu papam dahati vannivat. That verily, like, it removes sins even as fire burns things. Papam dahati, it burns sins vannivat, like fire burning firewood. And he quotes from the Vidyaranyas Panchadashi, the last part, last few, the last third shloka. So paroksham brahma vijnanam shabdam deshika purvakam buddhi purvakritam papam krishnam dahati vannivat. Paroksham brahma vijnanam, the paroksha jnanam, vijnanam of Brahman, shabdam, that is based on shabdam, based on scriptures, deshika purvakam, attained from the deshika, from the guru, buddhi purva kritam papam, like the papam that is done either knowingly or unknowingly by the mind, by the intellect, by the body, krishnam, all the papam dahati is burnt, vannivat, like fire burning things. So that is paroksha jnanam. Aparoksha jnanam tu swanubhavam. So paroksha jnanam is learning from the guru, getting knowledge from the guru, external knowledge, the passerby telling that you are Brahman. Aparoksha jnanam tu swanubhavam. Aparoksha jnanam is one's own experience. So this can bring a doubt that, like, if this is an anubhavam, as Paramartha says, anubhavam or anubhavam means objectifying. Objectifying means like, it is not the self, it is the anatma. So he says, anubhavam na vishaya anubhava samanam. So this anubhavam, swanubhavam, their anubhavam is not like vishaya anubhavam. It's not similar to experience of sensual objects. Apitu, but swasya rupam anubhavam. Swasya rupa anubhavam. One's own anubhavam, experience of one's own nature. As aham brahmasmi, I am Brahman. So this anubhavam, even though it is an anubhavam, it is an experience, still it is not an experience, because it is an experience of the experiencer. It is experience of one's own nature, which means experience of the experiencer. So it is not, it doesn't have the faults of vishyanubhavam, but still it is an experience. It has to be called an experience because it is a attainment of a state, going into a state, realizing a state, so it has to be an experience, but it is an experience of oneself. Is it time for you?
5 minutes.
Okay. Aparoksha jnanam eva mokshaha purvak ukta nyayat. Aparoksha jnanam alone is moksha. And that aparoksha, because it has been explained previously, purvokta nyayat, as has been explained previously, that aparoksha jnanam alone is moksha, because Vidyaranya also says that aparoksha jnanam is moksham, as like paroksha jnanam, aparoksha jnanam, and those four states are there. Aparoksha jnanam is alone moksham, because aparoksha jnanam alone gives anandam, because it is ananda rupam and dukkha nispraham. Yadi moksha, now there comes a topic of if whether moksha is prapta prapti or aprapta prapti. So aprapta prapti means attainment of that which is not already attained. Apraptaha prapti. Apraptasya prapti. apraptasya, that which is not attained, prapti, attainment of that, or prapta prapti, praptasya prapti, that which is already attained, attainment of that. So this question, like, since this speaks about anubhavam, since he brought in the topic of swanubhavam and said this is not like vishyanubhavam but it is anubhavam of oneself, so the question would come, is this anubhavam something new or is this anubhavam already? So is moksha prapta prapti or aprapta prapti? So he says, yadi moksha aprapta prapti hi. If moksha is aprapta prapti, if moksha is attainment of that which is not attained, attainment of something new, tada moksha aparamartam anityam va syat. If moksha is aprapta prapti, then moksha becomes aparamartam. It becomes unreal. Paramartam is that which is always there. Paramartikam means that which is sat. This, since moksha is aprapta prapti, that means newly attained, therefore it becomes aparamartam. Aparamartam here means it is not sat. Anityam, it is not eternal as well. Eternality has to do with time. Aparamartam, paramartam has to do with ontological status or reality status as sat. Uptam cha vimuktatman. Vimuktatman is the author of Ishta Siddhi. So in Ishta Siddhi he deals this topic. Though Shankara in his Katopanishad Bhashyam as well as Gita Bhashyam, he deals this. Nahi moksho apraptaha prapyate anityatva prasangat. So Vimuktatman says, nahi moksho aprapta prapyate. Moksha is not attaining something which is not attained. Why? Anityatva prasangat. Because that would lead to anityatvam, that would lead to non-eternality of moksha. Vistarena proktam nirupitam cha atmaiva sukam va anandam. There Vimuktatman vistarena proktam has explained in depth, nirupitam cha, and proved as well, that atmaiva sukam va anandam. Atma alone is sukam or anandam. Sukam or anandam has to be eternal, that which is eternal. So if it has to be nityam, then moksha cannot be aprapta prapti. Then atma as one's nature is moksham. Realizing atman is moksham, that means atma cannot be aprapta prapti. If atma is aprapta prapti, then atma doesn't become sukham or anandam. So atma is sukham anandam is proved by Vimuktatman, which means atma moksha is sukham or anandam. Which means moksha is not aprapta prapti because moksha has to be nityam. Upasamharam cha ata idamuktam atmatvat ananda vigraha anubhuti iti. There he concludes upasamharam. He concludes that particular topic by saying ata idamuktam. Ata, therefore, like whatever has been explained till now, atmatvat, since being of the nature of atman, being of the nature of Atman, Atmatvam of oneself, a person is Atma, Ananda Vigraha Anubhuti Iti. Ananda Vigraha Anubhuti. Anubhuti or experience or moksha experience is Ananda Vigraham, is a manifestation or form of Anandam. Okay. Ityato moksha prapta prapti reva. Since moksha is not aprapta prapti is proved, therefore moksha has to be prapta prapti, the only other alternative possible.
Okay.
Is it clear?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's time for you. So we will stop.
Yeah.